News release. Halton Regional Police Service. The Halton Regional Police Service, HRPS, has made two arrests following a lengthy investigation into the death of a child. On December 21, 2022, at 7:26 p.m., the HRPS and other emergency services were called to a residence in Burlington in response to a child without vital signs. Tragically, police located a deceased 12-year-old male in the home. Investigators from the HRPS Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Unit, CASA, immediately commenced an investigation. On February 29, 2024, the prospective adoptive parents of the deceased boy were arrested. Becky Hamber, 44 years, of Burlington and Brandy Cooney, 42 years, of Hamilton have both been charged with first-degree murder, and failure to provide the necessaries of life. Both of the accused were held for a bail hearing on March 1 Street. Both accused were also the prospective adoptive parents to a younger sibling of the deceased child who also lived in the home in December 2022. In January 2023, both accused were charged with assault with a weapon, forcible confinement, failed to provide the necessaries of life and criminal negligence cause bodily harm following an investigation in relation to the younger sibling. In response to the news, Halton Children's Aid Society Executive Director Janice Robinson released the following statement. Upon learning of the death of an Indigenous child in our care on December 21, 2022, our organization was devastated. Nothing is more important to the board of directors, leadership, and staff of the Halton Children's Aid Society, Halton CAS, than the safety and well-being of the children, youth and families with whom we work. We immediately conducted an internal review and we engaged an independent third-party reviewer to examine child safety and adherence to standards. We have been absolutely committed to learning everything we can about what happened in this case. We are cooperating fully with the ongoing investigation by Halton Regional Police Service. We have been informed that there have been further charges brought against the prospective adoptive parents and, given this matter is now before the courts, we cannot comment further. Our profound thoughts and condolences continue to be with the family and the Indigenous community. We want to reiterate that our priority is always the safety and well-being of the children in our care, and we will continue to do everything in our power to ensure that they are protected and supported.